U.S. President Trump is declaring that he probably will not sit for an in-person interview with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is probing links between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, likely to head the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats take control of the House of Representatives in January, spoke with ABC News about any involvement by President Trump's acting attorney general in the Mueller probe.
We will expose any involvement he has in it. He needs to know that if he takes any action to curb what Mr. Mueller does, we're going to find out about it. We're going to expose it.
Mr. Trump has tweeted about Schiff's comments and in the posting misspelled Schiff's name, making it into a vulgarity. Authorities in the U.S. state of California were able to determine that nearly 300 more people are safe after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through their town. More than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for as the search crews go through the remains of burned houses and buildings. The death toll rose to 77 people on Sunday. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, says that he hopes to cement a peace deal with Taliban insurgents by the presidential election in April 2019.
I hope that the Taliban and the other Afghans would use the election date as a deadline to achieve a peace agreement before then. That would be my hope. I think that would be the hope of Afghans as well, because the sooner we get peace, the better it will be.
Khalilzad was in Kabul to lead talks between the United States as well as the Taliban and the Afghan government. This is VOA News. President Trump says that there is no reason for him to listen to an audio recording provided by Turkey to the Trump administration of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump confirms the U.S. has the recording, describing it in an interview with Fox News Sunday as a suffering tape.
I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear.
But whether the killing was done on the orders of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
Congressman Adam Schiff, however, tells ABC's This Week.
It's very difficult for me to conceive of a murder of a prominent journalist and critic being carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Lindsey Graham says of the Crown Prince,
he's irrational, he's unhinged, and I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, and I have no intention of working with him ever again.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appealed to his coalition partners not to bring down the government, even as coalition partner Jewish Home says it plans to make an announcement in parliament about leaving the coalition. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunes tells VOA Mr. Netanyahu lost his defense minister, who resigned last week after the government agreed to a ceasefire ending 2 days of violence in Gaza.
You had the defense minister, Lieberman, engaging in this risky operation in Gaza while the prime minister was in Europe for the commemorations of World War I. It was a botched operation. They ended up both killing the Israeli operatives and some top Hamas officials. And Hamas, of course, retaliated with the rocket attacks, and Israel retaliated with that heavy bombing and threatened to escalate. Netanyahu put a stop to it. And Lieberman's upset because he, frankly, wanted to go to another full-scale war.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government is down to a one-vote majority. Should Jewish Home pull out, that would make it a minority government, more likely to require snap elections, perhaps by March. Reports of shootings allegedly by Myanmar police at a camp for Rohingya refugees in Rakhine State have sparked concern by United Nations officials. The Reuters news agency quotes eyewitnesses as saying that Myanmar police shot and injured four Rohingyas while detaining two men accused of smuggling people out of camp for displaced people in western Rakhine. About 150 Rohingya refugees were slated to be transported from the crowd in Bangladesh back to northern Rakhine State. It is the region where they and more than 700,000 others escaped in August of 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.